I want to say recently we spoke to a listener, Maya. And Kelly, give us kind of the recap on what we discussed with Maya and her situation last month.
So she was swiping on Bumble and stumbled across a friend's fiance's profile and was like, oh, hey, what do I do with this? Do I confront that friend? We're not really super close. And we kind of like landed on encouraging her to go to a mutual friend that's closer to this friend.
Yeah.
And like say and tell them what you saw and ask their advice on how to handle it.
Right, right. Apparently they were actually getting married this summer too. And so she was just kind of like, you know, kind of clocks ticking and all that stuff. So we have an update. She writes, hey, Ben and Kelly, well, I've got an update and I know I told you I didn't like to spread gossip and start drama, but I did.
Oh, no.
Here's the sentence. So the wedding was supposed to be this weekend.
Oh, no.
But got canceled. And I think it's because of the pot I stirred up.
Oh, gosh. Oh, well, it looks like she was onto something.
Yeah, and maybe that's a pot that she needed to stir up. Who knows?
Maybe.
All right, Maya continues. She goes, I decided at first to take the approach you all suggested and go to our mutual friend, show her the Bumble profile, play dumb, let her take things from there knowing I did my part.
Oh, yeah, we did say play dumb. Yeah.
Yeah.
We said that. It's like, that takes the onus off you. Just show it to the friend that's closer and let them decide.
Yeah, be like, is this that guy?
Is that who I think it is?
Like I said, I was going to do that at first.
Oh, no.
Because before I got to our friend, I randomly run into her, the bride-to-be, at Target.
Oh, no. And then you're like, you're confronted with a situation you weren't considering. And like now, oh, no. It starts to spiral around. It's
right.
Out of control.
Right. It's like, hey, Maya, how are you? It's like, oh, hey. she writes, I don't know what came over me because I don't like drama, but after saying our hellos and catching up on the wedding preparations, I awkwardly tell her I saw something that I felt like I needed to show her.
No, right there in Target?
I could tell she thought I was being coy because she smiled and said, oh, really?
Oh,
and
no.
Asked me to spill it. I can picture that.
I can too.
You know, it's just like,
I can too.
Like she's just thinking she's going to get some juicy gossip or something.
Okay. About somebody else.
Yep. I pull up her fiance's profile on Bumble and ask her if this was her fiance. I assured her that I wasn't trying to start anything, but thought this person looked like her man.
Oh, God.
She got quiet.
Oh, no. Confirmation.
And then said, well, this is embarrassing. That's him. And his profile picture is from our most recent vacation together.
Oh, wow.
Bold move, sir.
Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
I apologized to her and told her I'd help however she needed me to. She thanked me and left.
With one, like, gesture of a phone, just turning it like that wrecked everything in the middle of a Target
In the middle of Target, yeah. A few days later, she texted me and thanked me again because she found out he had been going on dates with women he met on the app and even got with the mutual friend of ours that I was going to approach about this originally.
What?
Oh, my gosh.
Oh, that was a loaded sentence. Oh, my gosh.
She writes, keep your friends close and your enemies closer. Am I right?
Oh, yeah. 100%. Wow.
She called off the wedding, and actually we have become much closer friends ever since. So she may have lost.
That's good.
So she may have lost a stupid cheating fiance.
Yeah.
But I'd like to think she gained a closer friend in me.
And sounds like a stupid cheating friend as well.
Right. Thanks again for talking about my situation, because I definitely would have just minded my own business and not brought anything up. We saved her some future heartache. Love your show, Maya.
Oh, my gosh,
wow.
Maya. I mean, slow clap for you. I mean, I know you kind of like ended up in a situation that started off being unintentional, but ended up, I think, what needed to happen.
Like, think if she had actually taken our advice or I'd had caught up with the mutual friend before the fiance. Like,
no, that's not him.
Or just gone, yeah, I don't know. I'll let her know. And
oh,
then
yeah, that could have been too, yeah.
Right.
Just brush it off.
Right, and wow. Not done anything with it.
Wow, wow, wow.
All right.
Wow!
Damn.
I'm blown away by all that. I did not see that coming. Just right there in the middle of a Target run.
Who thought? So
who
much drama
thought?
Goes down in the aisles of Target.
Yeah, man.
All right, well, hey, Maya, thank you for the update. We appreciate you following back up with us. And, I mean, even though it's a tough situation, I love the fact that you and she have become closer.
Yeah, I think it really revealed to her like who the honest people are in her life.
Yep.
Yeah.
Dang.
I think, you know, I'm a strong believer of everything happens for a reason.
There you go.
Maybe that was the reason why Maya was the one that saw all that and it happened the way it did.
Yep. Yep. All right, Maya, thank you. Appreciate it. And keep us posted on anything else.